Just spend a few minutes letting your body and mind relax, be in a comfortable position. Take some deep breaths and just see if you can let your body and mind blend in with the environment. Or just simply objectifying them and allowing them to be as they are. Appreciating them, non-judgmental. And let your mind just wander and roam and do whatever it feels to do. Your body and your breath and your mind, it just simply become an experience, something that you're experiencing without judgment. Without wanting to change it or make anything different, just simply allowing it to be. Just though the mind may be thinking or feeling or imagining, but you're not engaged with it. There's an asangatvam there, a non-attachment, a non-engagement. And when that's the case, it becomes an experience that you're having, but not something that you're participating in. See if you can let the body and mind relax even a little bit more. Just feel the sensations of relaxation a little bit more deeply. And just relax the mind, let it be as it is. Just an experience, floating, changing thoughts. But without any type of constriction on your part, without any clinging, so that you start to enjoy a certain expansiveness. Now, without at all needing to control your mind or body, just allowing the relaxation to continue, change your focus a bit to just your own presence. And the wonderful expansiveness of your being. But it's an expansiveness that doesn't involve space or dimension. It's just the freedom of being itself. I say expansiveness, but, or I could say limitless, the limitlessness of your being, the non-bordered nature of just your simple being. But these words have to point to your own self-evident experience. To be able to appreciate the freedom, the expansiveness. But the meaning of those words don't have spatial dimension, and that's something that you have to just be with yourself and notice. I'm not big or small. The words don't apply. But the nature of the self is so unbounded, even though the words big or small are irrelevant. And as you continue to relax, just notice that none of the sensations that you're having, say the playing of the head or the relaxation sensations of the body or the breath or your thoughts, none of them touch or modify you in any way. They don't change you. They don't cover you. They have no capacity to do that. Because of this, because this is so, there's no time when this self-evident nature of my being isn't pervasive and predominant to whatever the experience may be, good or bad. I remain exactly the same, untouched, unmodified, unchanged. And front and center to every moment. I'm the stable presence of every moment of experience. the mind can be very engaged in the world. I am still front and center, unchanged and pervasive, absolutely present as the mind is engaging in this, that, and the other thing. I'm not in any way covered or away. But the mind needs to recognize the stability of myself. It has spent lifetimes just totally identified with it. Like the red hot iron ball, it takes itself to be one, the same as myself. So that whatever it may be feeling, whatever sad thoughts or happy thoughts or agitated thoughts are there, they're taken to belong, to be one with my being that is always the same and always free. Recognizing the stability of myself is new to the mind. It is always taking me for granted, but has superimposed its moods and emotions, perceptions on me. Instead of I am the one who is free and changeless and present to whatever thoughts, moods, emotions are taking place in the mind. The mind takes those moods, thoughts, emotions to be me, because after all, I am always there. This meditation gives the mind a chance to recognize and come into relationship with that fact. The wholeness and completeness that I am is independent of the world. It's independent of my mind. independent of the body. I am free as I am. The mind doesn't have to do anything to make me free. For its peace, it has to recognize. That its self is free.